When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
allow you to
record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklar Road Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two fine fellows, no Saul Bellows.
A.k.a. New Year's Day is some inside fun, and now just waiting for my Sklar Road pals to join me in 2021. Mike Huddleston, a.k.a. Huddletron.
Thanks, brother.
Huddletron.
Yesterday we turned 49.
Today we are still at 49. That's how we do it.
We're getting barreling towards 50. Here's hoping this entire year is a year filled with accomplishment, joy, revival, and a comeback from probably one of the worst years in our almost 50 years.
Yeah, definitely.
But we are here to give you guys a story, something that's happening in the world of the pandemic. And
hopefully we can make it funny for you, and hopefully we can make sense out of it together. That's what doing this show is all about. That's why we love doing the show and bringing it to you. Jay, let's jump into it
okay.
Right now.
So I think as a society, we are trying to ignore what's happening in our hospitals.
Definitely.
I'm not sure we could really take knowing the horrors and the insanities that is going on.
And that's why you see healthcare workers that are having such a hard time with it.
Because it's like two worlds. Like, it's like prison or war.
Right.
Many of us are not planning on going so out of sight.
I don't even think about it.
The difference is COVID doesn't care if you have flat feet.
No.
Or if you're rich.
Or if you're 49 or 64, it doesn't matter. Or 18. They don't care.
If you get it, you're going down, and you might end up having to see what's going on inside of hospitals.
It terrifies me. To get sick. My wife got sick like a month ago, and she just wasn't feeling well, was lightheaded, and she had to go to a hospital emergency room. I'm like, I'm so nervous about this. More nervous about this than anything else.
I burned my hand on picking up a tray of brownies.
See it.
There it is.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Burn my hand.
So dumb.
So I burn my hand.
Two oven mitts. Always wear
two
oven mitts.
I know, but I burned my hand on a thing, and I didn't want to go to the hospital and deal with it.
No, you don't.
I think people should be forced to see at least what our doctors and nurses are dealing with daily. I think the average
person needs to know what's going on.
Yeah, they do.
They try and show you on like CNN, but
they need to keep those images close to them even more. And as a result, become more cautious more careful avoid ever having to set foot in there if things are so out of control.
I agree.
I also think when you've got doctors and nurses who are pushed to their limits then past their limits weeks, months, a year even.
You're going to see some crazy behavior. No one can sustain that, and no one can be a good person through all that.
Crazy behavior from people you least expect to exhibit it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you don't believe us, I mean, just because someone is a nurse or a doctor does not make them automatically sane. If you don't believe us, look at Dr. Phil.
Or Dr. Atlas.
Okay.
Well, we got a story from Jakarta, Indonesia.
Been to Indonesia.
You have been to Indonesia. I have. That takes hospital cabin fever to the next level.
When nurses go bad, it's all going to hell.
That's right. Let's get into it. A nurse in Indonesia has been suspended for discarding his protective mask and shield and having sex with an infected COVID-19 patient in a hospital bathroom.
What is happening? What is happening? Why are you doing this?
My first thought was Indonesian Scrubs is really taking some risks.
Yeah. They're doing the storylines that we couldn't even tackle here. Right?
My second thought was, that's one way to get a few shifts off finally, right?
Yeah. Just sex some COVID into your body so you can get that time off. If you really don't think that it's going to take you down.
If you're tired and you're like, man, let me just
how did the incident come to light?
So it came to light after a Twitter account at @BOTTIALTER uploaded a picture that showed a heap of PPE lying on the floor in the room.
Protective gear,
purportedly inside the Wisma Atlet Hospital in Jakarta, Indonesia. This is awful.
And amazing in some way.
Right. It's like, I love that Twitter is the thing. Twitter, the thing that like our president is using as like a weapon to try and
send out disinformation.
Disinformation and hate. Is now also being used to catch this guy.
It's like justice.
It's like, catch this guy before he does it again.
Yeah.
And spread the disease, for God's sake.
He cannot be a nurse anymore.
The user had also posted a screenshot that he claimed to be a conversation he had with a male nurse where they were discussing where and when to meet in the hospital. This
sounds like a terrible tweet.
A terrible tweet. I'm just being honest.
Unless you're going to make it funny somehow.
But again, that could... A terrible tweet that could possibly save lives.
Again, it's both sides of this thing right here. Unless they put a good meme on it, slap a good meme on there.
Throw a good meme on it. Another user, Fareed Abdila, quoted these tweets. Thank you, Fareed.
Thank you, Fareed.
And asked authorities to investigate the case. See? This is some Twitter sleuthing.
Fareed doing his thing. It's like everyone got on it.
Freed at last. Freed at last. After Mr. Abdila's tweet went viral, the owner, that's not the only thing that's going viral in this hospital.
Yeah, this dude.
The owner and the of the original account set it to private.
Yeehee.
Yikes. That is awkward. Once you set something to private, yep, that's it. No one will ever remember.
No one ever screen grabbed this when it wasn't private.
Stupidity posted in that first place, right? Setting your account to private, that's not an admission of guilt at all, is it, Rand?
Said O.J. Simpson as he's in the back of a slow-moving white Bronco.
That's not suspicious in the least. Mm-mm. Maybe don't boast about your affair on your Twitter account, or do so we can catch you.
And
save people's lives.
Maybe that's what he was doing subconsciously.
According to the local media reports, legal action has now been initiated against both the patient and the nurse after they admitted being involved.
Okay.
Good.
Great.
Good. Lieutenant Colonel R. Herwin of the Regional Military Command in Jakarta noted that the nurse has tested negative for COVID-19 while the patient is still positive. Wow. I wonder if that's even true.
Because
it is Jakarta, and there's a moment where you're like, we don't want such bad news to get out there.
Right.
Right?
Do we want people to at least trust
the
hospital?
Are they just trying to get people to stop from panicking?
I don't know.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I don't know
anymore.
Who to believe anymore.
All right, let's take a break.
And we'll tell you who to believe on the other side of this break. This is Glover Country, the Virus Edition. Don't go anywhere. Set. All right, I want to talk about your mental health. It's really important. And we think about that all the time. And you guys out there, we think about doing the show for you guys. And hopefully we're bringing just a little bit of happiness into your life.
But you need more than that.
You do. We need to talk to people. And Jay and I, having been through therapy, Jay's wife is a therapist. We understand the power of being able to talk to someone.
We're very pro-therapy on this show.
Yeah, to be able to talk to someone. That's why I love these sponsors, these guys that have been sponsoring us. And they've sponsored us a lot. I love their support of us. And we want you guys, if you need it, I want you to reach out to these guys. We're talking about Talkspace.
Talkspace is amazing. You go download the app or you go on the website and you can match with a therapist and start talking to them that day.
Yeah, that's how amazing that is.
They have an amazing network of therapists who are, you know, licensed in there, and they're specialized in all the areas.
Anger management,
trauma,
depression, all sorts of
all the stuff we're dealing with. And then here's something. Let's say you have a session you set up every Tuesday to meet with your therapist. Then something big happens to you on Wednesday or Thursday, and you're like, I got to wait until the next Tuesday to talk. No, you can message your therapist 24/7. You will get responses 5 days a week. They will get back to you ASAP. And what I love about that means for you, it means that you're continuing the growth and you're continuing the interaction and the support all throughout the week, not just on the times when you're seeing the therapist. Their mission is amazing. Their mission, Randy, is to make therapy affordable and accessible to lots of people.
And secure. And while we're at home right now, this is a safe way to talk to someone and we need it. So what can our listeners do?
So our listeners, as a listener to this podcast, you get $100 off your first month of Talkspace to match with a licensed therapist today. Go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code Sklar, and you get $100 off your first month. And that, of course, shows them that we sent you. It's how you can support this show. That is Sklar at Talkspace.com. And you'll be supporting us, but really, they'll be supporting you. And in the end, that makes us all feel better. So we have been home, and we have been cooking what we know how to cook. And it has probably gotten to a stale point in our lives.
You're just at the point where you're
doing
the same five meals over and over again.
It's not good. We have an answer, and I love that these guys are sponsoring us, and I'm so appreciative for it. They are our buddies over at Green Chef. They are awesome.
So
they
good.
Let you choose from a wide array of easy-to-follow recipes, perfect for you. Keto, paleo, plant-based diets.
Oh, so good. I mean, you just basically covered all of our friends who...
Anyone who's losing weight but also making delicious food.
Right.
The recipes are quick and easy. Trust me, I'm not a master chef, but no, I could do them.
I've been able to make them, and you know what?
And it gives your wife a break. Your wife is the chef in your family, but you've gotten Green Chef meals, and you're like, honey, you're taking this day off. I'm going to be making dinner for the whole family, and they've been so excited.
And then I make them do the dishes.
Right. Ingredients are seasonally sourced for peak freshness and delivered right to your doorstep. And that is such a great thing. It's
I know.
Again, it's recipes. We don't want to be walking around stores right now looking for specific items.
I don't.
How about all the ingredients are in the box that it gets delivered to you?
So there's a big question in my house. It's, what are we making for dinner tonight? Well, these guys figured that out for you, and they sent it to you.
So you're reducing food waste. You're reducing time that you're spending in grocery stores, which quite literally could save your life.
That's right.
So that's super important. It's super amazing. We love the food that we've made with
Green
these guys.
Green Chef is amazing.
Go to greenchef.com/sklarbro80.
Yeah.
That's greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code SKLARBRO80 to get $80 off, including free shipping. So that's very simple. That's greenchef.com/sklarbro80. Use the code SKLARBRO80 and get $80 off, including free shipping. Why not try it? Mix some things up. We're going to be stuck inside a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start to get Green Chef, and you're going to be like, wait, pandemic or no pandemic?
I'm using this.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show.
Couple days left. We got the big live Dumb People Town this Saturday night. Nowhere Comedy Club.
Last chance to get tickets. Please pop on board, get tickets. There are
Eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town, and it's Zach Galifianakis is our guest. He's just the best.
He's
amazing.
So funny and such a great dude.
We love him so much. Gags, Galifianakis, and then John Paul White of the Civil War is one of the most beautiful singer-songwriters out there. He's going to make our theme song so sad, he told us.
Yes.
And I am here for all of it. I can't wait. Get your tickets. Please do that right now. Let's jump on this right here. Okay.
So we left the story. We had a nurse.
A male nurse who hooked up with a
Now, like basically threw off his
PPE and hooked up with a patient who had
then
COVID.
Photographed it and tweeted it and put it out into the world to boast about it, basically.
Yeah, he wanted some likes.
The manager of the hospital has also decided to evaluate their recruitment process
so that there's
no repeat of such a case. Like, maybe don't hire mentally ill people.
Make sure people know right from wrong. That's always a good litmus test.
Asep Gunawan.
Mm-hmm.
of Indonesia's National Nurses Association confirmed the case and said a legal process should be followed while appreciating the hospital's management for taking the case to law. Indonesia has recorded over 735,000 cases of COVID-19, including 21,944 deaths since the start of the pandemic.
I think that 21,944 deaths happened yesterday in the United States.
That's right.
Okay. And so they got a handle on it.
And one nurse on patient love tryst that we
That's
know of.
That's exactly right.
That we know of.
That we
don't know what else this guy's done.
We have no idea.
According to the New York Post.
Oh, great. The New York Post.
The patient uploaded a screenshot of WhatsApp messages between the horny couple, including details about lubricants and the size of their genitals.
Thanks, New York Post. That, why did we need, how does that help the situation? What? How does it make it better?
Well, unfortunately for them, the details about the size of their genitals was embarrassing. They both have microscopic genitals.
And their messages were just incredulous responses to one another.
About how small they were.
Like, I could not believe. What are you doing?
Was the smallest ever.
Inside of each other yet? What's happening?
The patient also posted an image of the nurse's PPE lying on the floor as the pair got it on. That is so weird.
It's just bizarre.
Why would you post a photo of your mask discarded? Is that sexy? Is that part of the sexual
fantasy?
Maybe
that's part of the plan, is to be dangerous and have a death wish.
I don't know, to brag about that.
This is the new choke me until I asphyxiate. Right? Maybe.
I threw my mask to the floor. Look at how dangerous I am.
I want to breathe.
I'm a bad boy.
I want to breathe your droplets.
Oh, God, you're just, at that point, I feel like that person's trying to get fired.
They are, or killed.
Meanwhile, the patient continues to undergo isolation. Well, not that isolated. Clearly wasn't completely isolated at the athlete's house, he added.
Wait, this was an athlete?
No, it's the former Olympic athlete's accommodation village that was transformed into a coronavirus house.
Okay, fine.
That's how bad it is. The Olympic village.
Should this nurse be allowed to be there?
Maybe that's what did it. They were in the Olympic village. The Olympic village is an aphrodisiac.
It's a sex cauldron of steamy activity. That's what it is.
If convicted, the men face prison sentences for up to 10 years. All right. That's when you're like, whoa, okay, we're in Jakarta.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like,
something's going to get cut off.
They're like, we're going to heap onto the gay thing a little bit. Yeah. Maybe. That's a problem. I don't know. It feels a little extreme.
I can't get with that, but you were reckless.
You were so reckless.
Gay or straight, that is way too reckless.
Well, but here's the thing about it. And this is what, for me, is again, I'm grateful that they were so brazen and they were so bold, because that's
Twitter,
how we found
the Twitter
sleuth solved the case. But again, part of the crime is being boastful about it, posting things on WhatsApp and posting things.
I love that committing the crime isn't enough,
right?
And committing the egregious act of hooking up with someone who has
COVID is positive.
Is
that a form of suicide, Rand? That's what I want to know. Is it suicide, or is it, please fire me, I can't take another shift on this thing? I've been working too hard.
I think it's a little bit of both. Because best case scenario, you get fired and maybe you get unemployment.
Yeah.
Do they have unemployment in Jakarta?
I don't know. But it feels like they're at, by going for 10 years in prison on this one.
It's a lot. Hey, you're going to get, at least you have a place to stay.
Right. And look, you're going to meet other men in there. I guess that that's what you're looking for in prison.
Maybe this is what he was looking for. I have no idea.
It could have worked out in the end for this nurse. All of his dreams have come true.
The good news is they caught it fast,
yep,
and they were able to get this guy quarantined.
And he's still negative.
He's still negative.
The nurse is still negative in this case, which to me is almost the craziest part of the whole thing. He's still negative.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
That's a show. Stuff we can't believe is happening right now.
Right. Like, not that I was on my way to Jakarta.
But I ain't going to a hospital in Jakarta right now.
Well, then I'm not going to Jakarta, because if anything happens, you might be in a hospital.
You have to be at a hospital in Jakarta. I'll say this. It was a quickie.
The whole thing was a quickie.
This story, what they did, it's all quickie, and a quickie that can get you in trouble. Guys, stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we've got the jokes. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Get your tickets for the Live Dumb People Town. Do it right now, eventbrite.com. Look up Live Dumb People Town. We'll see you on Saturday. La-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-da.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.